Blissful, natural, pure, healthy joy. These are just a few words coming from women across America who've tried the most amazing libido and energy enhancer they've ever experienced. Hot Rocks, spelled R-A-W-K-S, intensifies sensual experience with pure, organic superfoods, entirely composed of nature's most vital pleasure-enhancing components. Hot Rocks, that's hot and the word raw with a K-S. It's the only raw, vegan-certified organic enhancement supplement on the market. Check it out at HotRocks.com. Hot Rocks contains a powerful synergistic blend of raw superfoods and potent herbs that revitalize sensory nerves, boosts mood, desire, and intensifies sensitivity and energy. And unlike most products, Hot Rocks is actually good for you. Bring back the magic safely and naturally with Hot Rocks. Order online at HotRocks.com. That's HOTRAWKS.com. Log on now for your risk-free 30-day trial at HotRocks.com. Hot, RAWKS.com.
Greetings. This is Dr. Gabriel Cousins, director of the Tree of Life Rejuvenation Center in Patagonia, Arizona. And in these times, I'm choosing to speak more publicly because I'm committed to supporting people in the health awakening process. For this reason, I invite you to join me in our new autumn programs. Choose to be trained in vegan live food preparation and our condensed conscious eating weekend, which is designed to meet the sincere needs of the busy. Or take our new innovative 10-day holistic health intensive, which will leave you feeling renewed and empowered. I also invite you to join me in the later fall for our powerful 21-day transformation program or our 9-day spiritual fasting retreat. For more information, please visit our website at drcousins.com or call 520-394-2520. Blessings to your health and spirit.
Hi, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. In uncertain times, you need gear you can count on. That's why I teamed up with Daniel Vitalis to launch SupplySource.com. It's a new online retailer offering extremely durable gear for emergency preparedness and long-term survival. Everything we offer survives my daily use test on a ranch in Texas, plus Daniel's outdoor endurance test in the rugged wilderness of Maine. Most of the stuff we test ends up in a pile of trash because it breaks. The stuff that doesn't break, we stock it on SupplySource.com. To get the site started, we've launched it with a line of rugged, reliable, waterproof LED flashlights, now chosen by military and law enforcement everywhere. And we'll soon be adding a whole new brand of emergency water filters, family defense gear, and urban survival tools. When you want your gear to really work, get it from SupplySource.com.
This is Mental Health Exposed on Natural News Radio with Mike Bundrant.
Okay, thanks for listening to Mental Health Exposed. This is Natural News Radio, and I'm your host, Mike Bundrant. Very interesting show for you today. We're going to be exploring sound energy healing and actually doing a live demonstration of it. You know, before we get into that, though, let me just invite you to learn more information about our show by visiting mentalhealthexposed.com. We're also sponsored by the INLPCenter.com. That's our personal development site. I'd highly recommend you go there and download a free mini course called Three Soul Stirring Questions that reveal your deepest goals. So this today's show, Dionne Mandel is with us today. She is a world-renowned Tibetan bowl school instructor and a practitioner of sound energy healing. I first found Dionne when I was surfing the internet, just doing a little bit of research, and I came across her site, and out of her website came these tones, and they were tones of Tibetan, the Dionne playing Tibetan bowls, and she has CDs and so forth on her site at soundenergyhealing.com, and we're actually going to give you a significant discount if you want to order a CD by next Wednesday, and we'll give you details later in the show. At any rate, these tones started coming out of my computer, and I just relaxed so deeply. And I just sat there listening to these tones and allowing these waves of relaxation to come over me. And I thought, where has this been my whole life? And I immediately contacted Dion and offered to interview her, and we came up with the idea that she would not only tell us a little bit about sound energy healing, but would also do a live demonstration with me on this show. And that's exactly what we're going to do. Bear with us a few moments, and I will get Dion on the show here for you, and we'll go right into it.
This year alone, one in three Americans will experience a mental health issue. When coping with life's challenging situations of all kinds, it is important to get the right kind of help. GoodTherapy.org is your advocate and resource for finding the right therapist. GoodTherapy.org is an association of thousands of therapists who value collaborative therapy and believe their clients have the power to tap into their own internal resources. Each GoodTherapy.org therapist is individually verified for adherence to strict educational, licensure, and philosophical guidelines. GoodTherapy.org is more than just a therapist directory. As part of its mission and vision to educate consumers about the differences between healthy and unhealthy therapy, GoodTherapy.org provides a wealth of resources about the process of therapy and mental health-related blogs, news, and expert articles. If you or somebody you know needs help, would like to find a therapist, or would like information about mental health, visit www.goodtherapy.org, because everybody deserves to feel good. Mental Health Exposed is sponsored by the INLP Center. The INLP Center is an online personal growth site providing online personal development courses, life coaching, and certification in neuro-linguistic programming, all from the comfort of your laptop. Want to start making those changes you intended back on January 1st? Now you can. INLP Center is offering a free mini course entitled Three Soul-Stirring Questions to Reveal Your Deepest Self-Improvement Goals. Just visit them online to download this free course right now. Visit INLPCenter.com. More NLP, less hype.
All right, Dion Mandel, certified Tibetan bowl teacher and sound energy healer. Thanks so much for joining us on Mental Health Exposed. Glad to have you here.
My pleasure.
Now, I actually found you. I found your website. I was just doing a little bit of research on sound and sound healing just because I was curious about it. And when I got to soundenergyhealing.com, I was so impressed by the tone that came out of the first page that I decided to contact you. Tell me about this. I mean, what is sound energy healing?
Well, sound healing can come in many different forms, but the form that I use is the Tibetan bowls. And then I use the instruments around the Himalayan instruments, which include Tingshas, instruments created to awaken dormant energies, Ganta, which is like a bell that is created to move energies, and the bowls, the singing bowls. They're not the crystal ones. They're the ancient seven metal bowls, and they're created to align and harmonize the energies. So when you play these instruments, they and I'm going to talk about the bowls now. First of all, the only ones that I have are the ancient ones, and that means hundreds and hundreds of years ago, created on the borders of Tibet, all through the Himalayas. They work with harmonics, and what happens is that our brain waves align with the frequencies of these instruments and with the binaural beats, which is usually something that helps to balance the right and left brain sizes, hemispheres of the brain. When you hear the harmonics and when you hear the different tones of these instruments, they work, they create something called cardiorespiratory synchrony. And that, that is what healing is predicated on. The more that you can reach that synchrony, which means that your heart rate and your brain waves and your respiratory rate start to move together, dance together. And when that happens, you go into such a deep relaxation that your body is saying, I'm ready for healing. I'm completely open. And reaction, the response that you had, which when you initially heard them, is exactly what happens. It puts the body into a very deep, very quickly, a relaxation reflex, and works as an internal opiate or a natural painkiller. And that's why I have had so much success working with people with fibromyalgia. My main clientele is cancer clients. And that is people who are under a lot of stress, holding a lot of fear, wondering if they're going to live or die, people who are going through a lot of questions about themselves and their lives and having to really change their whole lifestyle to manage this terrible disease. And in working with these instruments, because they have respite from all of that. They go into just a deep psychological, psychic, spiritual, emotional release, you know, for 1 hour. And if you can imagine having all of that removed from you, and then coming back, you come back with a very different perspective. You come back with a very different, energetic vitality than you came in with. And that's why, you know, that's why these instruments are so profoundly healing.
Yeah, I got to tell you, I mean, I know you're going to do some work with me today, which I've actually been thinking about, and I'm excited about. We're going to do a live demonstration of sound energy healing with an issue that I have in my life, which I'll share with you, and I'm excited about that. But before we get into that, I got to tell you, I haven't experienced an hour of this before. I've experienced a few minutes, just the intro sounds on your website, and it is instant. It is like, oh, what a relief that yeah. I didn't realize I was sort of going through my day in this state of stress. It's like, where has this state of mind and body been? and it's amazing that it brings it back to that. So quickly, it makes me wonder. It makes me think that we've sort of missed something here as a culture. Where, how did we miss this? Right? Because it is like a drug. It does.
Well, you know, it's just amazing when I go into concert. After I'm playing for, you know, not even 5 minutes, I look at the room and I can tell you that 90% of the people are doing this. Right. It's like that releasing sigh breath that we are holding that we don't even know we're walking around with that.
Yeah, that's absolutely the experience. And so this can apply. I mean, you're working with people who have cancer or fibromyalgia, health issues.
Anything.
Right. And I imagine that it puts the body in a state physically that would lead to a better prognosis, right? More healing as a result of that. What kinds of results are you getting with people?
Oh, incredible stuff. I've been working with, and I have to say that the people who come to me are the people who have, you know, they may be going through chemo or they may be going through radiation or but they are just, they've had it, you know, they just really want to take control. They want to be, they're ready to be responsible for their own healing. And that's when it works the best, is when people are no longer just genuflecting in front of the, you know, the whole, of anybody, and they realize that they're really the healer. So that is, because intention and the ability to take ownership is a huge part of it. So I work with mostly with those kind of people. I don't work with people who come in and say, okay, I'm going to lie here, fix me, because it's really a partnership. Right. So I've had people who have had little tumors liquefy. I've had people who, one doctor who after his first session said, I'm a doctor, and I can tell you right now that my lymph nodes have just deflated. You know, they were just hard, just around my sacrum, and I don't feel them anymore. I've been working for a while with a young woman who has, as a result of the medication, had heart issues and neuropathy in her hands and feet. And she comes in here, and she is doing very, very well. She is feeling, her heart has gone up to 60%. Her hands and feet, she's hardly knocking anything over anymore. And this is as a result of a combination of acupuncture and bowl work. I've had people who, and one of the things that, you know, I think is more important than, well, as important anyway, because for me the physical aspects are just manifestations of a greater condition. And I'm really working with the condition, the underlying cause. And I can say that in every single case, people come here and they walk out with a different perspective. And they are much more the witness of their condition rather than the victim of it, because it's very transformational. So when you start to feel yourself as a witness to your condition, you are a lot clearer. You can make decisions a lot better. You are you're able to be removed from it. So every aspect of your life is a little bit better. And that is one of the, for me, the most satisfying.
Well, let's get into, are you ready to do some work with me?
I am very happy to do that. I want to say that this is, let's call this a little mini session. I mean, okay. this is a mini session. I can't in, you know, in 15 minutes, fix, you know, go
Come
through
on.
A whole
no,
issue.
I, you,
but it'll give you a sense of what a session in life is like, and you'll be able to start to feel some of the effects, and that'll be great.
Okay. So you're not going to heal my entire life in 15 minutes, but we're just, this is a sample. This is an idea of what it can do. And by the way, if you're listening to this program, this is new to me. I have been to soundenergyhealing.com. I've listened to some of the tones on the website. I have never, I don't have any of Dion Mandel's products here, although I will be getting one. And I'm just curious about how this is going. I'm choosing a real issue to work with that is present in my life today. And I will be 100% honest about the feedback that we give in this little mini session. So,
okay.
Tell me where do we start here, Dion?
Well, you know what? I don't even need to know what your issue is right now, because I'm going to bring you through a little program that gets to the bottom of it. And the reason is that most people who come in with symptoms, and I don't work with symptoms. So any physical thing or any emotional thing is normally a symptom. So let's go right for the core, okay?
Okay.
Now, I should say that normally people are on a mat with their eyes covered in a relaxation, and the bowls are on and around their body. So we're going to do this as a distance session. I'm going to imagine that your body is here, and let's just start. So I'd like you to just take a couple of deep breaths in through your nose and out through your mouth. Very slow, long exhalations.
I have a question first. I'm sorry. Can listeners follow along as if you're
working
with them too?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, I'd recommend
everyone.
That. Yeah, I recommend if you're listening, do what I'm doing. I'm choosing a mental emotional issue that I'm having right in my life today. We won't talk about what it is. But if you're listening, follow along and follow the instruction if you can. If you're in a place where you can do this, and you can follow along with me and see how it works for you. Okay. I'm sorry, Dion. Go ahead. I won't interrupt anymore.
Okay. So get in a comfortable position. Close your eyes. And take three long breaths in through your nose and out through your mouth. Open your mouth to go, ah. slow, long exhalations, following the journey of your breath with your consciousness. And the focus is on the exhalation. And then take three long exhalations in through the nose and out through the nose. So a second set also. The focus is on the exhalation. And notice that when you're breathing in and out through your nose, you go inward a little more. Now I want you to just notice the sound and the sensation of your own breath in your body. Just breathing regularly. Now extend your hearing to the sounds in your room, in the room, the different layers of sound. And then back into your own body with your focus on your breath. Keep focused on your breath. I'm going to ask you a question. At the end, I'd like you to respond to me so I can hear what the answer is. Respond in a quiet voice. Stay in the zone of quietness. And the question is, what one aspect of your life that, if it shifted, would most support your well-being right now? And let the answer come up from breath. I'll repeat it. What one aspect of your life, it could be a behavior, an attitude, a belief, what one aspect of your life that, if it shifted, would most support your well-being right now? And please share the answer with me. Stay with your eyes closed.
I think that it has to do with fear.
Fear, okay. Keep breathing. Keep your eyes closed. So I'd like you to imagine a time where fear no longer exists. So fast forward to a time when you are really fully in your potential and fear is not that there anymore. Tell me what would be different.
I would be less reactive, more proactive.
Okay, so let's put that, keep a quiet voice as you respond, and let's make all those envisionings positive. So less reactive would be, I would be more proactive. What else?
I'd be more expressive.
Be more expressive. Anything else?
More accommodating of other people.
Okay, more accommodating. Anything else?
The word joy comes to mind, more joyful.
Okay. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to hold an intention that encapsulates all of those things that you've said. And I think, and correct me if I'm wrong, I think the intention would be connection to your heart. I'm connected to my heart energy. Does that work for you?
That works for me.
Because that would be connection to love energy, and that would mean that you would be more open, that you would be more authentic, which would help you to express yourself more unconditionally. Does that sound like it, right?
That sounds like a good fit.
Okay, so keep your eyes closed. And I'm holding this vision of a more expressive, more open-hearted, more joyful, more accommodating individual.
Thank you.
I'd like you to imagine yourself at the top of a very high mountain. Gazing into a very deep, clear, crystalline mountain lake. The water is so pure you can see the little grasses moving at the bottom. A stone is thrown in, creating circles, each circle creating a larger circle. Creating a larger circle, like the circles of your heart expanding. Expanding further and further, opening further and further. If you feel resistance, just breathe into it. If you feel resistance, just invite the opening anyway. Just take a couple of deep breaths and stay in your zone. Stay where you are. Just notice your breath. Notice where your heart's at. There's no right or wrong here. The instruments bring up what is there within all of us as a mirror, so that we can work with that, transforming our consciousness, transforming our realities. And when you're ready, take a final deep breath, open your eyes.
I'm back, and we'll be right back after these messages, and I will report in on what the experience was like.
Do you know someone who can benefit from this radio program? You can find the complete archives of this show and hundreds of others at naturalnewsradio.com. Just send your friend that link, naturalnewsradio.com, where they will find truly amazing interviews and information that simply isn't published anywhere else. In the Natural News Radio archives, you'll find interviews with Dr. Andrew Wakefield, Senator Rand Paul, Governor Jesse Ventura, Suzanne Summers, alternative cancer doctors, nutrition experts, preparedness experts, and a wealth of others. And it's all free. Listen in real time at naturalnewsradio.com or download the MP3 archive files anytime you want to listen on your phone, mobile devices, or personal computer. When you want articles on these topics, check out naturalnews.com with over 35,000 article pages on nutrition, natural cures, health freedom, and much more. It's all part of the Natural News Network. Thanks for listening.
Greetings. This is Dr. Gabriel Cousins, director of the Tree of Life Rejuvenation Center in Patagonia, Arizona. And in these times, I'm choosing to speak more publicly because I'm committed to supporting people in their health awakening process. For this reason, I invite you to join me in our new autumn programs. Choose to be trained in vegan life food preparation and our condensed conscious eating weekend, which is designed to meet the sincere needs of the busy. Or take our new innovative 10-day holistic health intensive, which will leave you feeling renewed and empowered. I also invite you to join me in the later fall for our powerful 21-day transformation program or our 9-day spiritual fasting retreat. For more information, please visit our website at drcousins.com or call 520-394-2520. Blessings to your health and spirit.
Blissful, natural, pure, healthy joy. These are just a few words coming from women across America who've tried the most amazing libido and energy enhancer they've ever experienced. Hot Rocks, spelled R-A-W-K-S, intensifies sensual experience with pure organic superfoods, entirely composed of nature's most vital pleasure-enhancing components. Hot Rocks, that's hot and the word raw with a K-S. It's the only raw, vegan-certified organic enhancement supplement on the market. Check it out at hotrocks.com. Hot Rocks contains a powerful synergistic blend of raw superfoods and potent herbs that revitalize sensory nerves, boosts mood, desire, and intensifies sensitivity and energy. And unlike most products, Hot Rocks is actually good for you. Bring back the magic safely and naturally with Hot Rocks. Order online at hotrocks.com. That's HOTRAWKS.com. Log on now for your risk-free 30-day trial at hotrocks.com. HOTRAWKS.com.
Okay, we're back on Natural News Radio. I've just come back from the session with Dion Mandel, so I'm back.
The one thing that surprised me, Dion, is in the first maybe three quarters of the session, how much I resisted. I was expecting to sort of just drift away. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't until we got to, you know, close to the mountain lake visualization that I finally let go and just came to some peace about
so,
it.
And, but absolutely. What issue did you choose? It was about fear, right?
Yeah. And an issue.
You really got to feel your fear.
Yes, absolutely. I had this tension right in the middle of my chest, and I was tuning into the sound, and yet I would go back and forth between the sound, my thoughts, and this tension in my chest that I couldn't let go of until most of the way, or at least more than halfway through. And that was interesting. That was very interesting.
Well, the instruments are created to bring up whatever it is that we're walking around with. Most of the time it's unconscious, and when something goes into our consciousness, then we begin to have, when we own it, when we say, God, you know, I didn't realize I was walking around with resistance or with this much, you know, I just really felt it, and I heard it in the heart bowl. So what I was doing was I was bringing a lot of support to that one higher-pitched bowls from the bowls around it until what happens is I can hear in the bowls if they are reaching their potential, if they are singing, if they're creating the sound that I know that they normally will create when they're outside of working with an individual, because that will change. So I felt that resistance, and that's why I kept playing with those, you know, creating that support system to those bowls. And that's why I also chose to do that visualization. And I even felt it in the beginning of that, which is why I said, and if you feel resistance, just note it. And I said that on purpose because I could feel that there was some resistance there.
Yeah, it's fascinating. And so it's not just a relaxation technique. It actually is working your psyche working your mind and body through an issue, which is more than I expected. I expected to just bliss out, which I did at the end, but not in the beginning. I was working through things in the beginning.
That's right. You're working through them on a cellular level because your cells are, and what we're doing now, you only had like 15 minutes of this now. At the end of an hour, you are totally blissed out. But what we are doing is we're creating anchors to the memory of well-being. And this is why I kept going back to certain patterns over and over again, to stabilize your brain, to stabilize, because we have issues in our muscles and we have issues in our cells, and most of the time we work through our head. And this sort of combines the cognitive and the cellular aspects of who we are, or at least who we think we are, and opens us up to greater realities. In my own, you don't know this, but my own definition of healing is that it is a spiritual awakening that impacts on the body.
A spiritual awakening that has a physical impact, then.
That's right, because I also feel that that's what any disease or condition is. It starts with that. What we think, what we believe, what we've internalized, what we're carrying around with ourselves, you know, for years, and we don't even know that we have this belief system. We don't even know until it's gone. And then we go, oh, gosh, that feels good.
Right, right.
And then what we do in sessions is we build on the that feels good. We start strengthening the foundation of well-being.
Now, it's interesting that the bowls are, you say, like mirrors. In other words, the bowls get feedback from the body, too, then.
Absolutely.
And again, that so they're not necessarily just passive in this.
Absolutely not. They are very, very organic. Sometimes I've worked on people and I can't get a bowl to sing at all. Or a bowl, two bowls, a bowl will be very dissonant. Or the weight of the sound. I'm listening to tone. I'm listening to longevity. I'm listening to harmonics. I'm listening to lots of different things in each individual bowl. And then I'm listening to how they coordinate and harmonize with the other ones. Those are the different things that I'm listening to, and that will definitely change depending on the person.
Right. And what the person is going through, perhaps.
So this
is what you do with people, but you also teach, right? I mean, you have soundenergyhealing.com, but you also have Tibetan Bowl School.com, and people can go there and receive, learn more about, I see on this site, a certification program.
Yeah, I have a lot of people who are kinds of people who come are normally people, there are some people who are just coming to enjoy learning more about the sound. Some people have families and they want to be able to work on their children. Some people have an autistic child and they want to be able to be more effective in how they're working with that child. But mostly I have massage therapists, acupuncturists, craniosacral practitioners who want to introduce sound into a modality that they're already practicing. And so this is a program that helps them to do that. There are some people who say, I want to do what you do. I just want to be a sound healer. And then they do that.
And this is an in-person program, the certification program that you offer. So people have to come to where you are, which is Encinitas, California, right?
Well, yes. I now have, they have to come to me if they and go through the hands-on because I have to really see and hear what they're doing to be able to mentor them and to see, you know, if they're doing things correctly or incorrectly. But I also I have developed, because I have people who come from all over the world, and some people, it's not cheap. You have to come here four times in over the course of about 18 months. And so some people can't do that. So I've developed, what I've done is I've made DVD recordings of my workshops. And so people who can't come, I send them the DVDs and the notes from the workshop, and then I can Skype mentor them. But I don't give those people certification. But next to, you know, it's better that they at least we both know that they're getting some really high level training.
Right, right. That's interesting. And then for people who are just interested in experiencing sound energy healing, you have soundenergyhealing.com, and I know you have some CDs. People can buy a CD and listen to it. What are the compared with doing a live session, and what's the value of just having a CD to listen to?
Well, it is the next best thing. If you have a live session, the room itself and the other people in the room, those are all things that are contributing to your personal experience, whether you know it or not. On a CD, it's you, and you know that's not what's in. In a digital room that has all this padding in, so you're not at the get great experience. However, I have three CDs. Each one of them is very different. Actually, I'm going into the studio to record right after this interview. And one of them is Return to Om is my first CD, and that's really good for deep relaxation. And
Dion,
MCD is people write all the time.
Dion,
I guess
Dion.
Yeah.
Okay. Your voice is cutting out pretty significantly, so we'll have to edit this part out of the recording. But did you move away from? Are you on a cordless or?
No. I'm on a cordless, so I'm going to just sit like a statue.
Okay. So let's go back to you cut out pretty significantly. So I need to ask the question again. Let's go back to the back to talking about CDs versus in person. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. So here we go. So you have I know for people who are interested in just experiencing this, you have CDs available at soundenergyhealing.com. What's the value of having a CD versus an in-person session?
Well, when you have an in-person session, you've got the benefit of the energy in the room of the other people, and I'm working one-on-one with you. If it's a private session, I'm working one-on-one with you with your specific issues. And I'm working with my intention that I'm holding that will impact on the session itself. So with a CD, which is the next best thing, you can get a lot of value from it, but you don't have the value of the context of the space, for example, which is very healing space with the color and the light and the, you know, all the elements that I have in it. And if it's in the concert setting, of the group consciousness. You don't have that in a CD, but it doesn't mean that it is valueless. It's of great value. And I have three CDs. Each one of them are very different. One of them, my first Return to Om, is really helpful for deep relaxation, meditation. A lot of healers use it in the background for massage and yoga classes and things. And also it's been very effective for insomnia. The CD that I'm going to be promoting today on your show is Sarasvati's Dream, and that one was made specifically to energize the creative energy. And it's got bowls and gongs and didgeridoo and other instruments. It's really beautiful and very textural. And as I said, it sort of tickles the creativity muscles within us. Helps people get unstuck if they've been working on a project and they can't go forward. And the third one is Being Well, The Journey, which I made for my clients which is a little bit like what I did with you today. There's three guided visualizations that help bring people through their stuff. And it's got a lot of the, in it, and each of the meditations are enveloped in the music, in the sound.
So tell us what kind of, I mean, how do people order the CDs? I know that you're going to have here a special offer for Mental Health Exposed listeners, right?
Yep. Oh, well, if they want to order, the special today is Sarasvati's Dream, and normally that is $16 plus $350 shipping, so that's $19.50, and I'm making it available for $13.50, which includes shipping. And what I want people to do is email soundenergyhealing@gmail.com with the name of your program, Mental Health Mental Health Exposed, in the subject title, and I will email you back how to PayPal me for that, because I don't have a PayPal button for a special offer, so I'll have to give you instructions.
Okay, that's
great. And that
great.
Will be good for 1 week from today, so I don't know what that date is.
1 week from today. Well, I tell you what, this show airs on the 1st of August, and so this special is good through the 8th of August, 2012.
Perfect.
Okay?
Very
so
good.
So from the 1st of August to the 8th of August, 2012, please email soundenergyhealing@gmail.com. Put in the subject line, Mental Health Exposed. That way Dion will know that you qualify for the special offer. What an unbelievable deal. By the way, thank you for offering that to our listeners. I'm going to get one myself, and I hope that our listeners will take advantage of it. It's really something that I really wish, Dion, we could bring this into the mainstream a little bit more, because the effect on the body is so quick. And if you think about what people tend to require these days, they want results instantly. A lot of people don't want to work through years and years of stuff, even though, as I've maintained for years, that if you're not willing to work through your stuff and with time and patience and stay in process over a period of years to learn to let go of things, then you're almost wasting your time. But this sound energy healing, the level of relaxation that you can achieve is like a drug. It's quick, and it has a certain depth to it, which is pretty amazing. And I learned today that it also has that element, which I respect, that it helps you work through your stuff, and it's not just about blissing out. So I hope you'll take advantage of the offer and email soundenergyhealing@gmail.com. So this is great stuff, Dion.
Well, thank you.
It's and I know that, I mean, I don't know how many Tibetan bowl school teachers there are. I don't know much about the field itself. But I hope that we can increase awareness of it, because it has something to offer that I don't think you can find many other places. Wouldn't you agree?
There are very few, and there's no, I'm actually certified in the state of California, and I'm the only person who is. And, there are very few people who are teaching, and very few people who have schools. And, about the mainstream, it is getting in the mainstream. I worked at a cancer clinic with oncologists for 3 or 4 years, and I do presentations in hospitals and oncology wards. So little by little, it is really getting there.
Yeah, and it seems important, the synchronization between the mind and the heart that you talked about, and the breath. It sort of puts you in a zone, and I think that in that zone is where you're not only where your hormones and your neurotransmitters, but your immune system is functioning at an optimal level. And I don't know what research we have to back that, but intuitively I know that's correct.
Absolutely. Yeah, I actually did a study, a biofeedback study with a Kaiser biofeedback, the guy who did biofeedback years ago, and he hooked himself up, and he looked at his heart. He absolutely, and his conclusion was exactly that it does affect your immune system and many other things. So you're right on about that.
Yeah. All right. Well, listen, thank you so much, Dion, for joining us on Mental Health Exposed. Thank you for the session, by the way. And
my pleasure.
For more information, please do go to soundenergyhealing.com or tibetanbullschool.com if you want to learn how to do this for yourself, for your family, or for other people. And let's get the word out about this modality. And of course, if you want to take advantage of Dion's offer for Mental Health Exposed listeners, by August 8th, 2012, email soundenergyhealing@gmail.com. And Dion will give you instructions about how to purchase her CD at a significant discount. It's about a 33% discount, right, Dion?
That's it.
Okay, thanks again for joining us on Mental Health Exposed. So glad to have spent some time with you.
My pleasure, too. Thanks so much, and take care.
This year alone, 1 in 3 Americans will experience a mental health issue. When coping with life's challenging situations of all kinds, it is important to get the right kind of help. GoodTherapy.org is your advocate and resource for finding the right therapist. GoodTherapy.org is an association of thousands of therapists who value collaborative therapy and believe their clients have the power to tap into their own internal resources. Each GoodTherapy.org therapist is individually verified for adherence to strict educational, licensure, and philosophical guidelines. GoodTherapy.org is more than just a therapist directory. As part of its mission and vision to educate consumers about the differences between healthy and unhealthy therapy, GoodTherapy.org provides a wealth of resources about the process of therapy and mental health-related blogs, news, and expert articles. If you or somebody you know needs help, would like to find a therapist, or would like information about mental health, visit www.goodtherapy.org, because everybody deserves to feel good.
Mental Health Exposed is sponsored by the INLP Center. The INLP Center is an online personal growth site providing online personal development courses, life coaching, and certification in neuro-linguistic programming, all from the comfort of your laptop. Want to start making those changes you intended back on January 1st? Now you can. INLP Center is offering a free mini course entitled 3 Soul-Stirring Questions to Reveal Your Deepest Self-Improvement Goals. Just visit them online to download this free course right now. Visit INLPcenter.com. More NLP, less hype.
And that's what we got for the show for you today. I hope you enjoyed it. Don't forget to go to soundenergyhealing.com. Of course, we invite you to drop by the INLP Center anytime for a visit. Thanks so much for listening to Natural News Radio. We'll talk to you again real soon.